There are plenty of shuttered galleries right now stepping up online access to their exhibitions, but that doesn't help with a key aspect of the art world. Exhibition openings, vernissage, where guests gather to drink drinks they wouldn't otherwise, make excruciating small talk with frenemies, and in the best case scenario, pepper the room with red spots. But how can any of that happen in the age of Corona? BG Gallery in Santa Monica, Los Angeles went in search of answers last Saturday night when they hosted a virtual gallery reception. Guests attended the opening via Zoom video chat. Once they'd logged in, they could interact with other guests or just stare grimly at a glass of cheap wine and eye the door, whatever they'd do normally in real life. Meanwhile, the gallery's website offered a 360-degree video of the exhibition space for everyone to peer at the artworks, which were, for once, unobstructed by the crowds. Ornya Gallagher clicked on gallery director Om Bleicher and curator Kate Stern and zoomed into Santa Monica.
It is like setting up a show normally where people are going to attend in person, so it does feel a little strange, like,
and, you know,
like an imaginary reception kind of, in a way.
We even put in the announcement, you know, put on a party dress, put your heels on, or, you know, get some hot chocolate and be in your PJs. So I'll be moderating from home in my PJs.
Here we go. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to our virtual reception. Love in the time of Corona. Kate's going to be our
host. I'm Bleicher, the director of BG Gallery, and we've had the gallery for around 10 years in Los Angeles.
Hi, Anya. I'm Kate.
Hi, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. How's Ireland? How are you guys holding up?
I think by the sounds of it, kind of similar to you guys out in LA, actually. We're in similar kind of situations at the moment. It's a global strangeness, I think.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
So we're just waiting for the gallery to show up here.
To open?
The gallery to open. We're just waiting for the gallery to open. I am Kate Stern, and I'm curatorial associate for the gallery and an independent curator.
Love in the time of Corona. We had several exhibits planned to be opening. Just thought about ways for people to still have the fun of a reception, but not actually attend in person.
Hi, people. Are you seeing us now? It's time to show the art.
Okay.
On the left, it's a diptych. He's extracted the colors and pulled them out and created another work. So you can see the blue.
It's predominantly Los Angeles artists, but there's a mix. It's a collection of artworks that we didn't get to put in, or upcoming shows at the gallery that we had to cancel or reschedule due to the prevention measures for the COVID-19. Still in a format where you can look at it like you're in a gallery, so it's not like an exclusively an online show.
We actually installed the show. Om was there, and we FaceTimed. And so we pulled out the art, laid it out, and worked out how to, what goes where. So they were sort of all on the floor against the walls. And then I was on the other end saying, no, move this over there, put this on this wall, put the da-da. And we literally installed the show that way, which was fun.
Yeah, I was going to ask about hanging, because it's funny to hang an exhibition that no one's actually going to be in the room with.
Yeah.
So that's where this gets really interesting, Anya, because Om will be there at our opening reception.
So there's three or four different channels. For those that just like to watch, you can just go on our Instagram live feed, and we'll be touring the gallery on the Instagram live feed. And a 360 view on Facebook Live. And then on Zoom, it'll be like being at a reception. As each guest comes on Zoom, we'll greet them, and a guest can talk amongst each other on Zoom.
Okay, hold on. Can everybody who's ever just learning to do this, can you hear me?
Yes.
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 Good. Okay, so yeah, because we're all going through this together, literally globally, there's something about the community and also kind of sweet about being able to connect this way. So I think it'll be fun to be at home, but looking at the gallery, you know, and other people from wherever they are, whether they're mostly from Los Angeles or they tune in from all over the world, there's something sort of, we're all in this together and now we're all looking at art together. Even as a curator, and I want to see a lot of art, I don't enjoy openings. And part of that is because I really want to see the art. And so I tend to skip openings and go on a day where there won't be many people.
Right now, we're just doing the general walk-in. So we're walking you into the gallery, and then we'll take up a conversation.
It's a very important time for art and artists to be active and communicating.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a welcome break in your day, and the news is pummeling you constantly, and so it's a way to break from that.
And I'm very much looking forward to see what is produced ultimately by artists during this period, you know, because that'll be very interesting to see what comes out of this, and depending how long it lasts. I mean, for an artist to be isolated, if their studio is in their home or if they can go to their studio, I think it's an incredible time to focus and to create.
So lovely to have you out this evening, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Stay safe, everybody, okay?
You too.
Cheers.
Yeah. Take it easy.
Thank you. Excellent show.
Tom Bleicher and Kate Stern at the online opening of Love in the Time of Corona at BG Gallery in Santa Monica. Anya Gallagher was the reporter. And if you'd like to experience that exhibition, follow us now on Twitter at CultureFilePod, where we'll tweet some of the relevant links. And watch out for publishing's response to cancelled book launches by following Unlaunched Books on Twitter.